There have been about 200 cases nationally. Now, these are cases. These are not people who have died. These are people who have been treated. The actual number of deaths is around 8 nationally. So I think we do need to keep that in perspective. Now, whether something else is happening that we're not aware of course, is a reasonable question. But there's no evidence that there's a particular cluster of extremely highly virulent bugs around at the moment or in this region. Now, and why, you know, one person can fight it, you know, two people might get a strep, three people might get it, one might have it on their skin, it might never go anywhere else, one might get a sore throat, and another person might get sicker. Like, why that happens has to do with the person's own immunity, with the way the organism reacts in their body, different things. But I think it is right to keep it in perspective. We are talking about an infection which is around in our community all the time and is normally dealt with by our bodies. Unfortunately, in very rare cases, that's not the case.